You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Stop it, Sam. Stop it.
Why do you hate love?
He was very emotional as he bid farewell to his viewers, and we did not realize that he is also married to his co-anchor. So,
who is not quitting? Okay. She's staying.
Oh my goodness. I saw Michael Mackey. Okay.
Post. Yeah, what's up?
I just don't like a good ugly cry on the air. You will never hear. Well, I'm not going to say you'll never hear me ugly cry. There have been times I've ugly cried, but normally when we're talking about something so emotional that everyone in the audience is also crying.
As long as you inhale like this, you're fine.
Okay. Very emotional. I have two announcements to make.
Men are not used to emoting and crying, so it really comes out awkwardly.
Clearly.
Yeah.
Clearly, Dan.
That's it. Yeah.
Number one, help everybody. Help me wish my beloved, my amazing, I am the luckiest daughter in the world. Today is my beloved father's birthday. And oh my God, I miss mom and dad so much, but yeah. They are living their best life down south. And I talked to him today. He was going to go work out. He was going to go play golf. And then they were going to go find a prime rib sandwich somewhere. And you're living the good life if that is what you have on the docket for today. So happy birthday, Dad. I called him. There is no gift. But my love, which
you
is...
You called him. That's a gift,
yeah,
right?
Which is boundless. My love is boundless. And I'm
endless?
Endless and boundless. Okay. And it's free. I've got a lot of it to give. So happy birthday, Dad. And then today I got a call from Michael Mackey and we're like talking. And then I look on the social while I'm talking to him and Michael Mackey has won the best of Pitch Weekly annual reader poll for best local personality. Mm-hmm. And I'm on the phone with him and I go, oh my gosh, I didn't even know they were doing the results or the, but like
they were released this morning.
I love it. Apparently they released the results this morning. Yeah. I didn't know. I'm a huge reader of The Pitch, but I did not know the results were out today. And I said to Michael, was radio one of the categories? And he goes, I don't know. I just know that I won and I got the email. So apparently radio is one of the categories, Samuel.
Best local radio station.
Yay.
Drum roll, please.
Yes.
98.1 KMBZ.
Yay.
Woot, woot.
Best local radio personality. I'm going to go from the bottom up here.
Okay.
In third place, otherwise known as honorable mention.
Yes.
Or as it is listed here, finalist.
Yes, finalist.
Scott Parks.
Yes. Scott Parks was a finalist.
Runner up, otherwise known as second. Sam Stevie.
Oh.
And
Samuel, congratulations.
Taking home the prize of the Pitch KC Best of 2026 Best Local Radio Personality, our very own Dana Wright.
Stop it.
Woo!
Stop it. Tell me more right now. Stop it.
Well, I mean, I may not have gotten number one, but I know I'm a solid number two.
Mm-hmm. I'm so happy you are the solid number two.
Congratulations, Dana.
Thank you, and thanks to everyone who voted.
Yeah.
And
congrats to the group.
The entire group. I mean, my gosh.
KMBZ getting some love.
As we should. They do such a good job in the mornings, too, and in the middays. I will not miss Jamie and Ware when I'm in the car.
Oh, yeah.
That is a fact. Jack. Okay. I got a whole bunch of stuff coming your way here. Can we talk? Listen to this.
I just want to complain about Roundup. You got more time?
We're not going to talk about Roundup, Sam.
Right, I won't.
Listen to this from the Kansas City Star. I cannot tell you how often I hear older adults scolding young people for spending too much time texting on their phones rather than talking to one another, a family member, anyone for this matter. I've been guilty of making that criticism. I remember when my oldest was in high school and I had friends over. I walked into the room and everyone had their phones on, heads in the phones. And I said, why aren't you guys talking to each other? They said, we are talking, but we're texting. Not the same thing, he writes, not even close. It's a problem I think schools have recently started to realize. It's why many schools, all public and private schools in Kansas, have now banned the use of cell phones in schools. The bell-to-bell ban on phones in K-12 public and accredited private schools works. Kids in these schools are starting to talk to one another. I love that idea, he writes, and that's why my eyes lit up when I saw a press release in my email about a local student who is one of the top speech and debate competitors in the country. If there is one thing that teaches a kid how to express themselves and verbally resolve conflict, it's speech and debate competitions. Caden Blade, a student at Raymore Peculiar High School, won fourth place in storytelling at the National Speech and Debate Tournament. 5 days of competition held this year in Richmond, Virginia, out of more than 7,000 students. Meaning, Caden, if you are listening, congratulations. You are one of the best in the country. And by the way, the six finalists, including Caden, represent the top 1% of speech and debate competitors in national speech and debate associations. That is incredible. Did you do speech and debate, Sam, in high school?
I did not.
Dan, did you?
I'm sorry, say again?
Did you do speech and debate in high school?
I did not do speech and debate.
I did. I took the speech and debate class in college. So we did compete, but we did not compete like where you're traveling around all the time. We competed as part of the grade for the class. And, you know, every year they release one topic for debate. You don't get to choose your topic. When back in the day, it was, I don't remember, I think it was climate change was our topic at KU when I took the class. I think I got a B. I was really good at talking, not so much about the researching and debating part, but I was really good at talking. And in debate, what's cool is they teach you to argue both sides.
To be critical thinkers.
You have to be able to be a critical thinker to the point that even if the topic is something like religion or guns, they ask you to come at it from both sides.
Yep.
And I found that very difficult, but also sort of rewarding because you have to put yourself in the space to debate both things.
And you can actually learn quite a lot doing that and even reinforce your own positions.
Yeah, I never took debate, but I just practice that in my everyday life now. People love it. They really do. They really
they
enjoy
love
it.
Love running into Sam and talking about Roundup because he
arguments.
Will just go and go and go.
At every turn.
Caden, if you're listening, maybe you someday too can be a conspiracy theorist on the radio.
Hey! Yay, man, you got some big things to look forward to. I'm proud of you for that.
Speaking of conflict resolution, my God. A member of the Cobb County District Attorney's Office, specifically the community engagement team, is facing a criminal charge following a road rage incident in Kennesaw. Is that Arkansas? Or pardon me, Atlanta, Sam? I'm trying to remember. It's not local. That's not the point. Here's the point. Dash camera and cell phone video caught it on tape. You want to talk about conflict resolution. According to the police department, officers arrested Daryl Wright, no relation, and charged him with aggressive driving following the May 15 incident.
Northwest of Atlanta.
I thought it was Atlanta. 31-year-old Christopher Gasquez said the encounter began last month as he was driving home after picking up a pizza. He was right on my bumper and almost hit me several times, quoting here from Gasquez. He said he eventually moved into another lane to allow the driver behind him to pass. The situation escalated when the other driver began yelling, making obscene gestures, and cutting across multiple lanes of traffic. At one point, he crossed three lanes of traffic to cut me off.
There was no critical thinking in that vehicle.
No, there was not, Sam. No speech, no debate, no none of that. Just a middle finger and a guy who probably used to work for the district attorney's office. Quoting here from the DA's office this afternoon, we are aware of the traffic-related charge involving one of our employees. The employee, quote, promptly disclosed the matter. Let me tell you right now, that's a lie. He disclosed the matter because it got out and there's video. And the case remains pending before the court. We will respect the judicial process and will not prejudge the outcome. Okay.
Just swallow your anger. Recognize that it's not that big. And move on. And that's coming from the former king of road rage.
I'll tell you this. I had someone on my tail today. I'm not going to say where. And close enough that in my rearview mirror, you guys, I could easily pick out that this was a young girl.
Uh-huh.
Probably 18, 19. And she was clearly in a hurry. But I was clearly in a zone that's 20 miles an hour. And I don't care who you are. I'm not speeding up and risking injuring someone or getting a ticket because the 20-year-old behind me is in a hurry.
Right.
And so my first reaction when someone is really pressing up behind me is anxiety. It just gives me anxiety.
Yeah.
Like, what are you doing? And we were, this was two lanes. There was no getting around me.
Right.
We had a dump truck ahead of us. There was, she wasn't going anywhere. I started to feel that feeling well up inside me. And part of it's anger, but part of it more is fear. Like, why are you doing that? Get off my tail.
Yeah.
And I just waited until the coast was clear. She turned right. I went left. Everything was fine. It causes anxiety. So even if you are in a hurry, don't do the thing. Don't do the thing where you're so close behind somebody that they can actually count your nostril hairs, because it's not good for any of us.
Well, and just recognize that it's not that big. I used my horn so much that it literally stopped working.
Netflix will still be on when you get home.
Yeah, it's fine. Just chill out, everybody. Take a breath.
913-586-7798. We will update the weather, the fan fest situation, the soccer situation tonight when we get back on Dana and Parks. Welcome on back to Dana and Parks.
We're starting to get a number of reports about rain around the metro.
Let me know. Let me pull up the radar here. I can see Brian Busby is on. In fact, he's doing the 9 day.
From the text line, downpour in Raytown right now.
Yeah.
Also from the text line, and we always have to say this every time it rains in Kansas City, if your windshield wipers are on, your headlights must
be on.
It is the law.
It is definitely moving through right now. I am looking at the red and the green and the yellow. And some of the heavier stuff is much further south and west. Think it just moved through Emporia.
Yeah,
but coming this way. There's definitely some coming this way. And then it looks like maybe a little bit of a break there. I don't know. Just monitor all of the social channels if you are going to the soccer game. And we mentioned this earlier, Sam. They actually opened the gates for the actual match between Netherlands and Tunisia, which is supposed to start in what?
36 minutes.
36 minutes.
Yep.
So they let everybody in. That's a good sign.
They are all funneling to their seats, getting ready for the first touch. Assuming there is not lightning within an 8 mile radius of the stadium, they will start at 6 p.m.
I hope so.
I don't think the odds are in their favor, but we're hoping for the best.
I know, but what a day. Dan was down there. We had some listeners down there. If you missed it in 2 o'clock. Dan got kicked in the face. He's completely bruised. And then the poor kid that kicked him said, "Can I Venmo you?"
Uh-huh.
And Dan was like, "It's fine. It was an accident."
Yeah.
It happened during the joyous rowdiness of, like, the mosh pitting. Well, Dan, I'll let you explain it because it's funny, not funny. Like, well, it's not funny you got hurt, but the whole story is pretty damn funny.
Yeah, I was right up front. I was right behind the bus for the rave at the very end. And I'm standing next to these guys, young guys,
yeah.
A group of Dutch guys, and they were tossing this American kid up in the air. He wanted to be tossed.
Let's go.
Yay. Well, I was standing a little too close, and then he drifted over in the air on top of me. So his foot comes down on my head and face, messed up my red, white, and blue on my cheek. But, so I got a little blood bruising, and they messed up my glasses, but I fixed him. And, the kid was really, he was so apologetic. He felt so bad. He saw how gray I am. And it was like, oh, no, are you okay?
He saw your gray hair and literally thought, we have an old man down. We have an old man down.
Yeah, but you know what? Once I did a self-assessment, I'm like, okay, everything's fine.
Nothing's broken.
I stood up, and I gave them a good hoop, Holland hoop.
Oh, goodness, Dan.
Good times. Bucket list.
What is the latest? I had to run out of the building here for a second, Dan. What is the latest in Venezuela, if you would update us, please?
Sure. They had two twin earthquakes, if you will. It was a 7.2, 7.5, I believe. And it's caused quite a bit of devastation in parts of Venezuela, in Caracas and other cities. And so far, the tally, the death toll is about 200 and injured 1,500 plus. And they are staging aid. Search and rescue is already underway down there. But we are staging aid, nonprofit aid, et cetera, and more in South Florida. And we'll be sending our rescue teams down there as well.
It was also rare, and not hyper rare in the sense of just a singular earthquake level of rare, because there's always aftershocks.
Yeah.
But
there
was rare.
This was two.
It was rare in the sense that there was kind of a pre-shock with this one. So the 7.2 came first, and then the 7.5.
Oh, my God.
Absolutely devastating.
So, we also saw a very large earthquake over in Japan, and I believe we saw one in the Pacific Northwest.
The tectonic plates are dancing, Dan,
yeah,
and we're
are.
Not okay with it. I bring it up because the Kansas City Royals today expressed concern for Venezuela after the earthquakes hit that country. They played, if you missed it, a matinee this afternoon against the Tampa Bay Rays at Tropicana Field with heavy hearts. Multiple players pregame mentioned that tragedy. The Royals found out just prior to the game, I guess. Hours later, the club revealed that everyone's immediate family is safe and accounted for because we have so many players who have family in that part of the world. And it's devastating, obviously. If you follow the Royals and the Royals players on social media like I do, you can check out their updates with respect to their family members on social. Royals this afternoon, by the way, lost to the Tampa Bay Rays 13-2. 913-586-7798. We'll start to wrap things up after this.
What happened with Caitlin Clark? Was there no call?
We'll get to it. We'll get to all of those things. I got a
bill stacking. Do they hate Caitlin Clark in the WNBA?
No, I think people like to create conflict where there doesn't need to be. That's what I think.
Did you see the video?
We'll talk about it straight ahead. Okay, before we get to Caitlin Clark, this has been in my stack since early this morning, and I need you to help me understand this. Apparently, several states have passed very strict laws, including a recent measure in Kansas and a highly publicized law in Florida, that make using a license plate frame or cover a crime if it obscures any vital information.
Oh, yeah.
This is a new Kansas law. It's Senate Bill 403. Violating the law is a Class A misdemeanor, which can carry a fine of up to $2,500 and or up to 6 months in jail.
Effective July 1st, by the way.
July 1, this goes into effect. And you guys, even the common dealer-provided frames or clear plastic covers can trigger a stop. And here's why I'm warning all of you about this.
Mm-hmm.
Don't mess with it. If you've got a rock chalk like around your plate and it obscures anything, they can now use that as a reason to pull you over.
I'm going to make a prediction right now. This mm-hmm. will not be used for trying to write a ticket about obstructing the license plate. This will be used for... what do they call it when they're pulling somebody over looking for something else?
Fishing?
Yeah, that. No, I've seen them all over the place. I used to have one myself, Kansas City Chiefs Super Bowl one, and it covered the top half of the word of Kansas on my license plate.
Millions of Americans risk a $2,500 fine if you do not check your license plate frame under the new July 1st law. So we're talking, what, in 5 days?
Yeah.
6 days? Anyone who does not comply, this says, risks being hit with fines and other penalties. And so here's the thing. When you talk about the frame, it's got the two little screw holes in it that you put over the plate. So many of you have those. If it covers up even part of the state name, the sticker that you put on proving that you paid your insurance. If anything is covered up, you can be pulled over. And it was signed into law in April. It's now coming to fruition here in a week. Why?
Get rid of the license plate cover.
Listen to the law, you guys. You know who has to be furious about this is like Rally House. You know how many of those things they sell?
Royals, Chiefs.
Yes.
KU.
It outlaws any license plate frame, quote, affecting the visibility or legibility of the plate number, your state name, the month of expiration, or the color of your registration sticker. if all of those details are not completely, clearly legible at a, quote, reasonably safe distance, you will be charged with a Class A misdemeanor.
Do you want to know what my brain says about all of this and what the text line is also saying?
Why do we need this?
How else are they going to track you on Flock cameras? All the information has to be readily available for the camera to pick it up to make sure that it's actually you.
You want to know the Supreme Court decision that harkens back to this in 2025? Why is there always a local connection to these cases? There is always a local connection to these cases.
Did it have something to do with the Kansas two-step?
No.
Oh.
The law, which received significant bipartisan support, was passed in the wake of a controversial 2025 Supreme Court decision. Back in March of 2021, driver Brian Beck was pulled over on I-70 by Geary County Sheriff's deputies. He was pulled over due to his license plate frame partially obscuring the state name on his license plate of Illinois, despite the fact you could actually read it once you stopped. It was just barely covering up the top of the letters. Now, Beck, because he was pulled over for the license plate infraction, did happen to have 2 pounds of meth in his car. Case eventually went to the state Supreme Court. That court argued that no state law requires a license plate state name to be displayed in an easily readable fashion, unanimously ruling that you can't be pulled over solely for that issue. Enter the states after that, saying now we can pull you over for that issue.
Yep, sure, I believe that. Totally.
Listen to this.
By the way, this also applies, and I only ever see this on super fancy, like, rich people cars. This also applies to those clear covers. I don't know why people feel the need to put a clear cover over their license plate, but they do. Those are now illegal.
Illegal if it obscures anything.
Drive down the road at the right time of day and
glare.
The sun hits that plastic, it's obstructing.
Listen to Kansas Highway Patrol Lieutenant Alex Taylor. People agreed that this was, quote, an issue of officer safety, since running a plate number with no state attached can return multiple hits. The problem I have with this is that if you pull me over, well, first of all, I've got a Jayhawk on my license plate,
right.
So that tends to suggest the state is Kansas.
Right.
You know what a Kansas plate looks like, and you know what a Missouri plate looks like.
If you're a police officer in the state of Kansas and you don't know what a Kansas plate looks like, I have other concerns, other questions. Yeah.
I don't buy any of this. Let's go to Sean in Raymore. Hey, Sean.
Hey, Dana. Hey, I just had a thought. I was thinking you don't have to worry about getting pulled over for those plate covers because all these 30-day tags out here that are way outdated.
Well, I think they're trying to close that loophole, Sean, by making everyone pay taxes at the point of purchase. I don't think that it's trickled down to the point that we're seeing a real impact here yet.
I hope so.
Yeah.
I hope so, but I don't know about the cover. We'll see what comes of it.
Thank you for the call.
I did see a temp tag the other day, which I was actually quite impressed that I could still read the date on it. Said February of 2023.
I'm going to read this again because I just don't understand this. The court argued in that initial case where the guy did have meth in the car. I'm not lying. You shouldn't be driving around with meth in your car. Give me a break.
But could, he had a fair argument.
Could he be pulled over for a license plate? The court argued initially that there was no state law requiring the plate's name to be, you know, completely not covered by anything. However, former law enforcement members and lobbyists then argued that a law was needed to, quote, fix the issue, according to reporting from the Topeka Capital Journal. Many agreed it was an issue of officer safety.
Okay.
This changes our approach, our process, and puts officers at risk. Quoting here from a retired Topeka police chief lobbying for 3 different police chief associations. It can also place the person we stop at risk when officers are in a situation calling for a high level of caution and alert by the officer. In what world does a Kansas, let's say the very top of the K and the A and the, that's covered up.
we're going to need some backup.
How is that an issue of officer? And look, I am the biggest proponent of officer safety you're going to find.
I can tell it's a Kansas plate, but it's slightly obscured. So I'm assuming they have a gun and they're going to shoot me. I'm going to need some backup because I can barely see the word Kansas. Thank you.
They and former law enforcement officers added that their goal isn't to remove the license plate frames altogether, but target some problematic designs. Some frames are designed so that you can still read the state name, and others are not, and therein lies the problem.
They all literally obscure the top of the state name. That's where the cover sits.
Oh, my God.
There's not a single... I've never seen a license plate cover that was actually a license plate cover that didn't.
Let this be your warning. Tell your teenage drivers as well.
I'm not buying their reason.
If you have a and I'm going to tell you this right now, Sam, I think some of my kids have the plastic license plate cover. I really do, because that's just what came with the car when they bought it from whoever. Tell your kids right now.
Get rid of it.
Remove the license plate cover. It's not worth it. If you want to be a Chiefs fan, do it in other ways. Put a bumper sticker on your car. But that is a big fat stew of malarkey, and that is the nicest thing I'm going to say about
that. I give it 5 years before this is back in front of the Supreme Court about using this as a tactic to pull people over to see if, well, they have meth in their car.
I'm looking at a Florida plate now. There are some states, because Florida has this law too, where the top of the state is in a rainbow arch. And so the very, the middle three letters where the arch is the highest at the point that say Florida, says Florida.com, is obscured by a very simple, plain license plate cover that says Toyota of Deerfield. Like, at the very top, it says Toyota. At the bottom, it says just what you would get when you buy a car from a Toyota dealership, and they literally give you the car with that frame on it. That is now illegal.
From the text line.
What?
We forget that driving is a privilege, not a right.
Yeah, but are we not
freedom of travel?
Really splitting hairs here.
Is a right of freedom.
I don't know. I don't like it. 913-586-7798. And if you are a car dealership, I don't know that this is the best thing now to be handing out to your customers.
Get rid of those fun plastic license plate covers.
Congrats. You just bought a brand new fill in the blank whatever car. You're going to be pulled over. 913-586-7798. We'll wrap things up after this on Dana and Parks. You have about five more days to show your Chiefs or Royals or organ donation pride with a license plate cover, because if any of that cover, any part of it is covering any part of your license plate wording at all, the sticker, the state, the number, doesn't matter, any of it, you face up to a $2,500 fine and jail time because of officer safety.
Which, by the way, that fine and jail time is egregious.
I know. And it's probably not going to happen, but they're going to use it for an excuse to pull you over. Stacy in Kansas City, go ahead.
Do you know why people use the clear covers over their license plate?
I do, but I'll let you tell people.
Okay. Well, people steal the stickers that you put on your license plate to put on their own.
Yeah.
And so having a clear cover deters that. And I don't know why the law would now make that more difficult for us to protect our own life.
You know what, Stacy? I just score mine. I take an X-Acto knife to it and I score it into about 10 different pieces so that if someone tried to peel it off, it's going to come off in 10 different, it's like worthless.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I understand why people do use the clear covers, and it is because they don't want those things stolen. But Sam's right. You get the sun shining the right way or the wrong way, depending on where you're driving, and that thing bounces off.
They're going to get you.
The plastic and causes a glare. They're going to get you. Speaking of glare, we have a little bit of an update. What the heck happened to Caitlin Clark last night?
So I didn't see the game. I was busy watching FIFA. But I don't know why it seems like everybody in the WNBA hates Caitlin Clark. Not the leaders, not the coaches, but for some reason, all of the players absolutely hate her.
God.
And last night, she was on the ground after a play, And Alyssa Thomas, a player on the other team, decided to forcefully drive her fist into Caitlin Clark's neck.
Unbelievable.
I need to remind you that we're talking about basketball, not the UFC.
So there's an update. The WNBA this afternoon has suspended Alyssa Thomas. The Phoenix Mercury's Alyssa Thomas has received a flagrant foul penalty and has been suspended for one game after striking Indiana Fever guard Caitlin Clark in the throat during a game last night.
It was upgraded to a flagrant 2 foul. There was no call on the
floor. There was no call. And I'll tell you this, Fever coach afterwards said that was egregious.
So just to kind of paint the picture of how much hate Caitlin Clark gets, we've seen all of the different videos since she set foot in the WNBA of her basically getting attacked or assaulted while playing the game of basketball. Last year alone, she was the recipient of 20% of all of the flagrant fouls in the league. One player, 20% of all flagrant fouls.
That makes me so sad.
They are just going after her. And I mean, people could speculate the reason why. I don't know. But they obviously don't like her.
Let's leave you with a FIFA update because a friend of mine just texted. They are there at the World Cup sitting in the stands. That is good news. As First Touch, you said, Sam, is about here in six minutes despite what's going on with the weather. So it looks like they're going to try to give it a go. We hope that everything goes okay. 6 p.m., Tunisia and the Netherlands coming straight up. And we welcome all of our friends from near and far.
Fox 4 is showing us Dallas right now. What are you doing?
I don't know. Especially you guys wearing orange. Especially everybody wearing orange. We love you. I bet they'll switch over when it happens, Sam.
They better.
They're probably going to start just here in a couple of minutes is my guess. But keep the weather apps handy because there's still some stuff heading our way. And if you missed the bonus hour, please stick around for some good news that you are going to hear at 6 o'clock. Positivity and what it does to your brain and why one of my good friends decided to put positive thoughts on something that you and I probably wear every single day and don't give much thought to and how that can really improve your mental health. We need to send some of those socks to Caitlin Clark, Sam.
I think so, because she has been getting beat up.
Good Lord.
Get the Dana and Parks podcast, KMBZ.com. You can also catch that interview on the Dana and Parks podcast. That would be the Hour 2 podcast today. You can also get that podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, whatever you use. Just make sure to like, subscribe, download, all that good stuff.
You know where to find us. Sam and I will be back here tomorrow along with Dan Weinbaum. Scott will join us here in a couple of weeks. We are thrilled, again, that you have joined us to be a part of our little family here on Dana and Parks, and we will be back here tomorrow. Please be safe, be good, enjoy soccer, and stick around for the bonus hour. Good night.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.